Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. The word for the day here is forgiveness. And the question is, what does forgiveness feel like? I mean, what's been your experience, either forgiving or having been forgiven? What's the evidence of it? You know, it's one of these biblical teaching, one of these things we know is important to do. How do you know when forgiveness has occurred? I guess that's the way of asking it. My lines are open. We are live, ready to go. And let's join in and have a great time as you call 888-888-1717. What does it feel like? How do you know when forgiveness has occurred?
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center here live today. Any college basketball fans? We're down to the Sweet 16. My wife and I, this is one thing that we enjoy together is college basketball. And, of course, our home, Tucson, Arizona, headquarters for Intentional Living Center, graduate of the University of Arizona. Our Wildcats are in the Sweet 16. Sean Miller and the team, congratulations. But we have others around the network, too. Michigan, wow, you guys really stood up. Michigan State went down yesterday afternoon. But Michigan is in. Kansas is in. Of course, the University of Arizona. What are some other we'll come up with the others, too. But there's 16 teams, and so congratulations. We're live here today. We're talking about the power of forgiveness, and I would ask the question on forgiveness today. We're talking about intentional living, right? I can't think of anything more intentional than forgiveness. Forgiveness is more than a feeling. You know, I ask, what does it feel like? But it's more than a feeling. It is actually a decision. It's a decision of our will, of our attitude, of our relationship, of our actions, our behavior. And so I would like to know, maybe you went through a process, and how have you experienced it in terms of, hey, this is the evidence of it. This is what it looks like and feels like in my life. 888-888-1717 is the number. Mayo Clinic, in their study about holding grudges or unforgiveness, they say if you're unforgiving, you might bring anger and bitterness into every relationship and every new experience. You can become so wrapped up in the wrong that you can't enjoy the present. It can lead to depression and anxiety, a feeling that your life lacks meaning or purpose, or that you're at odds with your spiritual life. Even Mayo Clinic acknowledges that. You lose the enriching and valuable connectedness with other people. There's a distance that occurs. And then they go on, Mayo Clinic, to say, here are some of the benefits of forgiveness: healthier relationships, greater spiritual and psychological well-being, less stress, less anxiety and hostility, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, stronger immune system, improved health of your heart, and higher self-esteem. Seems like a pretty good list, doesn't it? Important. What does the Bible have to say? Well, as a Christian, you know the Bible is all about forgiveness. We've been forgiven, right? In fact, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 4:32, one of the classic verses on forgiveness, where he says, let all, in verse 31, going just back a verse, he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. So it's a biblical mandate. It's not a suggestion. We're commanded to do so. Tough. You know, you get run off the road. Maybe you feel unforgiveness toward the person that ran you off the road this morning, all the way to a divorce that you never expected, or a problem in a family, or conflict between family or friends. Unforgiveness is very destructive. I think we all intuitively know this. That's why this topic, when it comes to living intentionally, is so essential. So I have four things I'll share with you in a little bit. And but I'd like to hear from you. You've been through forgiveness. Not only what does it feel like, but the evidence of it. What's different? different thoughts, different actions, different strengthening of relationship, how you do feel, how it's impacted your spiritual life. I'd love to hear it. 888-888-1717 is my number, and we're live here today. Love to hear from you. Oh, by the way, just before we take your calls, I just remembered this Friday night is the beginning of our series for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Date nights is what we call them. And we begin this Friday night in San Luis Obispo at the Agape Church. And I just heard that we're down now to we only have room for like 50 more people. And we are sold out. And so if you've been waiting, I hope you'll get your tickets, come on out, and be a part of this. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go right back to the root issues of what causes the problem, like a slow leak in the tire of your car. Until you take it off and fix it, you can't get the tire fixed. And what do we do to really intentionally have that intentional love in our marriage? It's going to be very practical. I promise you that. It's going to be fun. You're going to hear some stories, things I don't share on the air. And I want to get to know you. I want to meet you. My wife Donna is going to be with me and some of our team. We're going to have our resources in San Luis Obispo, California, this Friday night. Love to have you come be a part of it. Okay. All right. By the way, all the info and registration stuff is online at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on the events there and get registered. Want to see you this Friday. Looking forward to those who've already registered. We're going to have a great time. Date night this Friday, San Luis Obispo.
This is Lori Allen, and Mark Richards humbles me. He says he's able to forgive the drunk driver who killed his daughter Ashley only through the grace of God. When Mark said that, I felt small. If he could forgive a man who did something so egregious, how could I hold grudges against anyone? Oh, to be sure, the people on my list deserve something, but not to take up so much darkness in my heart and mind, they don't even know I'm renting space to them. Plus, Jesus commands us to forgive. And he doesn't say, forgive only the people you like or forgive only these sins. We're supposed to forgive everyone for anything. In fact, the Lord's Prayer implies we won't be forgiven unless we forgive others. But as a society, we'll give a pass to dads like Mark Richards. If he had trouble forgiving his daughter's killer, we'd understand. But when we see him act like Jesus, it reminds us of the sacrifice on the cross. We don't deserve forgiveness, but if we accept it and practice it, our lives will never be the same. I'm Lori Allen for Intentional Living.
There you go. Thank you, Lori. Well, that's good. That's really profound reminder that forgiveness is not only a command, but there's something freeing in your life. Don't allow whatever it is in your life to continue to steal from you, rob from you with unforgiveness. All right, let's go. We begin in Flagstaff. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. So your question was, you know, what's my experience with forgiveness? I went through, like, a marriage and divorce, and, you know, like I told the other guy, that's kind of its own story in itself, but you know, I had to go through a forgiving process. It's not easy to forgive when, you know, you see some wickedness happening and it hurts, you know.
So when you say a process, what were some of the steps you had to go through?
Oh, the process is I forgive in, you know, in the morning, and then a couple hours later I start to think about it. And I get angry again and I get unforgiving again and I start to, you know, be sinful in my mind.
So one of the things that what you're telling us, Andrew, and it's biblically solid, is we got to start controlling our thinking. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:23 that we are to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And so taking captive our thoughts is a part of the process. So how did you do that? How did you start to intentionally change your mind?
Oh, it was a surrender. I had to surrender. I mean, I forgive, you know, okay, I forgive, and I'm feeling forgiveness, and I, you know, I'm choosing to forgive. And I think you just have to you have to continue to forgive. You have to forgive every day. You know what I mean? It's process. That's kind of the process. you wake up in the morning and you forgive, and the next morning you like, man, it's bothering me again. I need to forgive again. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to be forgiving. And I think talking to Jesus about it, and
it's good. Easier now than getting easier as the days go by?
Oh yeah, it's been a while now. I mean, it's been 6 years or so.
How long did it take you to get to a point where you said, "Hey, I think I'm almost there"?
I think it took me probably about 6 months to a year, you know, and mm-hmm. it was just the battle back and forth thing. Sure. And you know, I started to hear, I was hearing a lot of things on Family Life Radio and, you know, a lot of things about forgiveness, and it's kind of funny how the Lord works that way, but, and probably even you, but I was learning, I just kept hearing about it and, you know, kind of learning how to do it and, you know, realizing that what Lori Allen, that little thing that was just on, we don't even deserve to be alive, and much less be forgiven. But you know, Jesus chose to forgive us.
Yeah.
And we cannot be proud and say that we deserve forgiveness, but that person that did something wrong to us does not deserve forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Because we all don't.
That's right. I mean, that's biblically sound. It's good psychology, good relationship. It's a good reminder that we don't deserve, but we received it just as Christ has forgiven us. And that certainly makes it easier. It should, at least. All right, Andrew, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, my friend, and thanks for listening. Man, two called back-to-back in Flagstaff. Hey, Terry's in Flagstaff as well. Hi, Terry.
Hi. How are you, Dr. Brand?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call today.
Yes.
What have you learned? How do you know when forgiveness has occurred?
Well, I had forgiveness badly many, many times, but this one particular one, it took me probably, I would say probably 10 years of praying daily for God to give me his forgiveness for this person, because I didn't have it in me, and I just said, Lord, you know, and finally, after, like I said, probably about 10 years, I forgave him, and we're the best of friends.
Wow. So yeah. It actually not only occurred in your heart, but even when you think of that person or see that person, the feelings you had before
are completely different feeling. God did give me that forgiveness, and now I love him dearly.
Wow. You know, I think, Terry, it doesn't always work out that way in terms of a person being able to have some restoration of a relationship at some level. But one of the things you did share, I think, is evidence, is when a person's name or a situation is mentioned, or you see that person, do you find that over time the reaction you have is different than it was maybe early on? Is one of the ways of getting some evidence of the fact that there's some healing going on, there's forgiveness that's occurring, and it's not an immediate thing, but it's a process that people go through. All right, very good. Well, thank you, Terry, for that encouragement. I hope others pick up on it. Thank you for your call.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're welcome to share as well, 888-888-1717, talking about forgiveness, the power of forgiveness, and the evidence of forgiveness, and how living intentionally makes it possible in your life.
Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be back in a moment. Since we're talking about forgiveness today, one of the key resources for forgiveness is prayer. And I'd like to encourage you to get your free download of our ebook, 28 Days to More Intentional Prayer. The pages on confession and God's guidance will be particularly helpful when pursuing forgiveness. Go to www.theintentionallife.com/resources/free. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
This is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. Remember the Ebola outbreak in West Africa a few years ago, and a doctor from the ministry Samaritan's Purse contracted the disease? Well, a movie event is happening on the 30th that tells the story of how God eradicated the outbreak by working through a few very intentional people who cared. Arthur Rasko is the senior producer of the movie. It's called Facing Darkness, and I'll tell you how you can see it in just a moment. I caught up with Arthur at the recent National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Facing Darkness is really the story of the Good Samaritan, you know, set against the backdrop of Ebola, where while people were turning away and leaving the country, Samaritan's Purse and our team you know, we got in the ditch and we helped those who were literally suffering and dying at the side of the road. That's what we were called to do.
You know, just thinking about, you know, our ministry of intentional living, doing the next right one thing, we base our key verse is from the Message paraphrase. It's Ephesians 5:10, and in the Message it says, figure out what will please Christ and then do it. And so you guys are fulfilling a mission, fulfilling a calling from God to serve through Samaritan's Purse as a relief organization. There's lots of things that you guys are about and have been for many years. But then to be on the ground, in the film, Kent Brantley makes the statement. He said, you know, what we were doing, we did it because it's the right thing to do.
Dr. Brantley also talks about why he did what he did, right? Not only was it the right thing to do, but he, when he treated patients, right? He talks about it in the movie. He treated patients like they were his brother, his mother, his father, as if they were family. So if we treat and approach situations and challenges with compassion, with love, well, that love can give us a courage to overcome fear, to overcome darkness, as it were, you know, in whatever challenges that we're facing. But if we have a reason why, a core why we do what we do, in this story, it's compassion to love on people and to share the love of Christ. For Dr. Brantley, that was the most important thing, and that's what got him through to put the suit on, to go into this Ebola treatment unit and treat people that were suffering and dying with this deadly, deadly illness. And then the unthinkable happened. He got sick, and that threw us into a terrible tailspin of what do we do? Even Franklin Graham talks about, you know, he didn't even know how to pray. But we just one step in front of the other, motivated by compassion to help our team, you know, to help Nancy, to help Dr. Kent Brantley. And so we're going to do whatever we can. Lord, please help us to do whatever we can to help them.
One step in front of the other. Do you hear that? Kind of sounds like doing the next right one thing that Dr. Randy teaches, right? Facing Darkness is playing in a one-night-only event on March 30th in theaters across the country. You can link to the movie's website at theintentionallife.com. You can also hear my complete interview with Arthur Rasko at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to go over there and check that out. You can listen to more of that interview. Very interesting. Sounds like a good movie to see, but also a reminder of the power of forgiveness. You know, sometimes things happen and we don't even know how it happened, and we have to forgive. Sometimes it's acts of intentionality that have occurred. Sometimes it's accidents that occur. But forgiveness is at the core of our response, at least what the Bible teaches. And just before I go back to a couple of calls here, I'm thinking of 1 Peter chapter 3, which talks about marriage and the relationship between a man and wife in husband and wife in marriage, and talking about husbands, dwell with your wife with understanding, honoring your wife. And then in verse 8, it says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. We're talking about close relationships. We're talking about Christian brothers and sisters. We're talking about husbands and wives. We're talking about division in families. And I know it's difficult because sometimes things are so horrendous and so difficult to even think about forgiveness. And it may not come immediately. And it may be a process. But as followers of Christ, it's something we need to move toward, to be intentional toward, because it's commanded and because it's healthy. It's the right thing to do. Okay, Kathy is on the line in Michigan joining in here. Kathy, welcome to Intentional Living today.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there. Appreciate your call. What's your experience, or how do you know about forgiveness in your life?
Well, my forgiveness is in my family, which is harder, I think, sometimes because, you know, you can't pick your family. And a lot of times when something happens, you know, get hurt when they do something to you. But I've always given it to God. I've always prayed about it. And God always comes through and makes me feel better. And the situation was between my husband and his brother and his wife. And we just kind of had to let them go for a while because they were into drugs and they weren't in their right mind. But eventually, just this past like month or so, he's come back and they've mended their relationship. So God is good.
That's good. You know, I think what makes it hard sometimes, Kathy, when the person doesn't come back, when there's not a reconciliation or a restoration or an apology or whatever, it's easier to close up a loop when someone sits down and says, I've wronged you, will you forgive me? There's something that happens spiritually and emotionally and relationally when that occurs. It doesn't always occur and maybe seldom ever does. Often it's just distance and unanswered questions and no forgiveness and just people blaming and feeling self-justified or rationalizing their behavior. That makes it more difficult because it's hard to close that loop. And I think what's even more difficult is when someone that we love, one of our children or someone in our family who has been wronged and we hurt for them, you know, the forgiveness of not someone who's done something against me directly, because sometimes that's easier to forgive than when they do something against one of your children or someone that you care for and love, and yet you feel you have no control, nothing you can do to make that better. And so there's the degrees, I guess, of forgiveness or unforgiveness, but ultimately having to come back to say, I choose to forgive. It's a decision that we make. Well, I'm glad there's been some restoration in your relationships, Kathy.
What?
I'm glad there's been some restoration.
Oh, me too, yes.
In your relationships.
You know, God is always good, and he loves us all, and he's got a plan for us all, and I believe that anything, I believe prayer don't go in vain.
That's a big part of it, for sure. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate your call. Let me get Ronnie on in Texas. Ronnie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate your call. What do you know of the evidence of forgiveness, Ronnie?
The evidence of forgiveness is just a wonderful thing. And I want to talk about me and my brother. He treated me real rough coming up, and I had a hate towards him for many years. And, we both winded up in prison. And what I love to tell about this story is what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good. Because through our incarceration, we came to know Christ. We had both received a personal relationship with him. And God was, he worked with us, and we were reconciled as not only just blood brothers, but brothers in Christ. And we were, like I said, reconciled, and I was able to forgive him. And I went through years of resentment and anger towards him. And praise God, man. Jesus just restored us better than ever before. And when we got out of prison, we were the best of brothers. He was the brother. God gave me the brother that I always dreamed of having.
Mm.
And it was, I lost my brother 2 years ago. And it was very, very heartbreaking to me. And I still find myself weeping at times because it just tore me up more than anything to lose him. And at one time, I actually hated my brother.
Mm.
But God is a wonderful restorer. He's the God of reconciliation. And when I forgave him, the peace came and the love came. And it was just a wonderful experience. It wasn't easy, and it took years. And it's never too late to forgive. And without Christ, it wouldn't have been possible. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Very, very important and powerful call, Ronnie, because you remind us the evidence has been you chose to forgive, to be intentional. There was a process that you went through that took time, and then there's freedom. The forgiveness occurs. And I would share with anyone listening today, the Bible's very clear. It's very clear. And there's many scriptures that talk about if we lack the willingness to forgive, then there's not the evidence that God is in our lives. In fact, it says if you hate your brother, you can't call yourself a follower of Christ. I mean, that's pretty provocative words. Now, I would add, you may be wrestling with that. If you wrestle with that today, if you're struggling with unforgiveness, I think even that is evidence of the Holy Spirit working in your life. I'm concerned for those who don't care. They don't give a rip. You've been wronged, and that's it. And you feel justified, and there's no point of saying that I'm ever going to even think about it or allow God to work in my life. Boy, I really challenge you. Don't allow that to become so hard in your life. That's a spiritual thing. not only a physical and emotional for yourself, but your relationship with a holy God. But if you're wrestling with unforgiveness today, that's okay. If you're wrestling with forgiving someone, that's a part of the process. You've heard the story after story after story of it's time. It takes time every day, maybe every day, getting up and say, again today, I choose to forgive. And when those thoughts enter your mind, to choose to change your mind, to change your attitude, to change your behavior. We want to pray with you. If there's something that we can pray with you about, we got a prayer line. Share with us. We've got thousands of people praying on our website and on our prayer line as well. You can come to our website and find out about our prayer ministry. We'd love to pray with you through this process of forgiveness in your life. God is good.
Hey, Dr. Randy. This is Tim. I live in Panama City. I just want to let you know that I've been listening to your program for a couple years now, and the last 6 months have been real hard. One of my daughters has hurt me and her sister, but our Sunday school lesson and our pastor preached on forgiveness, and listening to your program, I knew that God was telling me, you know, I need to forgive her and show her his love. So that is what I have been intentionally doing, trying to do daily with God's help, is daily take it one day at a time, showing her God's love and telling her that I love her. So that it's unconditional love, no matter what she's done. I still love her. She's my daughter. Thank you for your program.
Wow. Every day. That's what it is. You know, forgiveness is a daily process. We talked earlier in the program about the benefits. You know, even the Mayo Clinic in their research shows that forgiveness reduces anxiety and stress and lowers blood pressure and fewer symptoms of depression, stronger immune system, improved heart health, and higher self-esteem and greater spiritual and psychological well-being. So I encourage you to really forgive today. Well, we're wrapping it up. I want to thank our members. Thank you for standing with us. Your financial support allows me and our team to do this every day. If you're not a part of our monthly team, come and join us. Your dollar a day, $30 a month, goes right back into ministry. And we're going to start sending you great resources every month to encourage you, including two of my best-selling books right off the bat. Say thanks. And then also a reminder that the San Luis Obispo Intentional Love Marriage Conference this Friday night, the tickets are going really fast. We're going to have a full house. If you haven't gotten your tickets, do so today. San Luis Obispo Agape Church this Friday night. Okay? Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com for all that stuff, okay? We begin a series on forgiveness. I hope you'll join us as we begin the series tomorrow on Intentional Living.